This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. In this segment, we're going to hear about the latest album from a local singer-songwriter. The album is titled Live in the Studio. It's the fourth one from Bruce Lavolsi, who performs as a man called Bruce. Listen to this. Although it sounds like it's a whole group performing together, it's actually just all him. Live in the studio. Live albums are usually recorded, you know, at a venue somewhere in front of an audience. Usually the studio isn't a place where people perform live. What does that mean, live in the studio?
It means I performed everything, every song from beginning to end. No editing, no stopping. I didn't do everything separately. I did it all at one time.
A one-man band.
Basically. I step on the loop pedal and it starts the drum track. I start playing along to it. So the vocal, guitar, harmonica is all performed together. The drums were recorded prior to.
This is the same setup Bruce uses when he's performing live in front of an audience. Sometimes he has pre-recorded bass as well. His music is blues rock, influenced by Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, and the Rolling Stones, as well as Jack White and the Black Keys. His album, Live in the Studio, features 18 songs, some with a traditional electric blues feel.
Well, please don't call me honey. That's what you call someone else.
Other songs have a heavier, distorted, harder sound.
I know you want to say you're sorry. I want to say I'm sorry too.
Your website describes you as a one-man band playing original swamp-o-phonic roots, rock, and blues. What does swamp-o-phonic mean?
Swamp-o-phonic is a, it's a term I coined last year because I was trying to find something that would define my music and make it different than anybody else, even though it's exactly the same as a lot of other blues rock artists. But today you have to differentiate yourself.
What do you think some of the songs are on Live in the Studio that kind of exemplify that specific sound?
The more rootsy songs, like I Got My Eye on You.
Got my eye on you.
Many of the songs on Live in the Studio deal with love and romance, and some of the songs, like the album opener Bad Bad Boy, are specifically about love not working out.
'Cause you'll be gone tomorrow. Don't leave me anyhow.
Well, I think that that relates across the board to a lot of people, I think. I think we all have experienced love and loss. I think it's something that, as a species, we can all identify with. And it's certainly something that I feel, since I go internally for my subject matter, I think that that's what just comes out.
So you're kind of writing about things that happened in the past to you.
Well, I think that the feeling comes from things that have happened to me, but the story isn't necessarily exactly what happened to me, but the feeling certainly is.
I don't want to hurt you anymore. I love you completely. Things will be much better than before. And I don't know if that's right to walk away from you if I stay another night. After all that we've been through, will it ever be the same? Will you ever change?
I think some songwriters really do kind of almost deliberately try to be opaque, and they're like, I'm just writing what I'm writing, and either you get it or you don't, and I don't care. Whereas it seems like you're trying to actually touch on universal themes.
Well, I don't know if I'm trying to, but I think that's what comes out, and I certainly do experience the things that you mentioned, which is sometimes I'll just write something and I don't care what it is, but then when I look back on it, it turns out, oh, I can kind of point to a time in my life that this may have been pulled from, that emotion may have been pulled from. So, yeah.
And the song Hard Rock Woman and Redneck Man, that one seems like it is kind of the opposite of that. It's about love that is working out.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Hard rock woman and redneck man get together anytime they can. That's when everything hits the fan. Hard rock woman and a redneck man.
That's one that was drug induced. And I say that, I don't do drugs anymore, but I had some surgery done last year. And I was, you know, on pain medication for about a week. And then at the end of it, I woke up. I had the surgery on Monday. And on Saturday, I woke up. And I had an idea for this song. The melody was there. The first, you know, verse was there. I jumped out of bed, ran into my studio, started writing, started recording.
Hard rock woman and a redneck man get together anytime they can.
How much of the process of creating the album is literally you? Do you get help from outside producers, mastering engineers, things like that?
No, I do it all myself now. I actually have a background in recording. I worked at a studio in Phoenix for a number of years. And so it was a natural progression, obviously, to do my own stuff.
What is your process like? I mean, on this album, it sounds like you just did them all live, but on other albums, do you track them individually, each part, and then mix it?
Yes. Yes, I do. And that's what was so much fun about this one. And I wanted this album to be different. That's why I decided to do it live in the studio. Rather than live with an audience and all that distraction and trying to put on a show, air quotes, you know, that I think takes away from the performance. When I can just stand in front of the microphone and focus and play the music, it comes out a lot better, obviously.
I'm so tired, I can't make myself sleep. I'm so tired.
How is the energy different doing it live in the studio?
I think the energy is brought up a lot because I actually was recording each night my entire set, all 18 songs in a row from beginning to end. It was a stereo mix from the little mixer I use live, using the effects that I use live on the vocals and everything else exactly like I do it live. Nothing added after the fact.
So when you hear this album, you know what Bruce is going to sound like live.
Exactly. Yep, that's right.
Because there are a lot of, you know, albums and artists I like, and then I hear them live, and it's kind of disappointing because they're just not nearly that good when they're out of the studio.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the way I felt, and it captured the live. There are a few little mistakes in there, here and there, but I don't mind because it's real, you know? And that's who I am. I'm not perfect.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Thanks for having me in, Mike. I appreciate you letting me come down. And please check out my website, amancalledbruce.com, or check me out on Facebook, A Man Called Bruce.
what I need. This is guaranteed. It will blow your little mind. You're gonna feel so fine.
That was Bruce Livolsi, who performs as A Man Called Bruce. He's an award-winning musician and songwriter. In 2012, he was chosen as the Chattanooga Songwriter Association's Writer of the Month for July. If you'd like to catch him live, he frequently performs in Nashville at Opry Mills Mall. He's got 4 albums out. His latest is Live in the Studio. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.